Hello, Miss Russell.
Hello.
First of all, thank you very much for the interview.
No worries.
I've been dreaming about this since I knew you were coming to Nantes.
Ah, cool.
So, unfortunately, I've only had the occasion to see you once in a small concert hall in Leuven in 2009, but it was truly a wonderful performance, and I'm so looking forward to seeing you again tonight here in Nantes.
Cool.
So, speaking about Nantes, have you been here before?
We have been a couple of times. We stayed more in town last time. We did a gig by the river, a festival gig, and it was wicked. It was really cool.
Do you enjoy the city?
I do, and I'm really excited, and I haven't been yet, but next door is the Mechanical Animals workshop, and I've heard about it and I've never been, so later I'm going to go and have a look.
So tonight it seems to be your seventh tour date, isn't it? I've read on your site you were very excited about touring again. It must be quite something. You're going to be on the road for a total of 24 dates, if my information is correct. Could you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so far we've just done France, and then we're going to go home and do a few shows in the UK, and then we're going to America. Bit Sofia, bit all over the place really, and then festivals in the summer. But it's quite exciting. We've changed the show quite a lot because obviously the album's a lot darker. TM Duke's with us, who we both co-wrote and produced the album together. So it's really exciting to see how it changes. We've got a lot more samples on stage and triggers and different sounds. So yeah.
Indeed, you seem to work quite a lot with TM Duke. Is he a good companion, a little friend?
Yeah, I think both with TM Duke and Quantic, we've toured a lot together, and we both have very open views about music. So I think we're both very open to doing lots of different styles. And I think that's why we work well, because I love loads of genres, you know, from Subtract to Tom Jones or, you know, dubstep and everything. So does TM and so does Quantic. And I think that's what helps us work together.
Now, before we start talking about your music, I'd like to talk about your voice first. You have such an amazing voice. There's singers who have the blues or the soul in them, and then there's the others. You, of course, are definitely in the first category. Could you tell us your secret?
I don't know. It's husky at the moment, as you can hear. I've been singing every night. I don't know. I think I'm very an emotional, open person, and I think that shows in my voice. And if you speak to my family, I think I've always been quite a loud mouth. And it's just another way to express myself. And I think most people enjoy singing, whether they think they can or not. I think it's a great release, and it makes you feel high. So I suggest everyone does it.
So you started singing early in choirs. You really come from a musical family, don't you? With a father and a sister who also sing. Could you tell us a bit about your musical background?
Yeah, I grew up listening to my dad playing Bach on the piano, and he's really into organ playing. It's really funny. There's like a nerdy club of organists around the world, a lot in your part where you've come from, and also Amsterdam and Germany, where he visits different organs. He was the choir master as well, so we'd go, and there's no babysitters, no money for babysitting, so we'd go and be in the choir. There's a picture with me and my sisters in our cassocks. And it wasn't like a gospel Pentecostal church, which is one I'd have loved to have had a go in when I was a kid. It was more like, amen. But it really gave me good training for harmony, vocal harmony, and I still love my classical music as well. So I'm very grateful to my parents for surrounding me with music.
Indeed, the first time when I hear you singing now, when I closed my eyes and I hadn't seen a picture of you, I imagined, I don't know, a black singer from America.
Yeah.
It's quite amazing the way you express yourself.
Yeah, I suppose, and I think that comes from a lot of music I love, as well as music from all around the world. But I think a lot of the things that really got to me when I was a teenager were definitely Afro-American music. It was hip-hop, it was soul, it was gospel. And a lot of things, I think I was drawn to that music because at that time where all that music morphed, it was a real struggle. And I think I was drawn to that power of people needing to express themselves. And I think that movement, that's why soul music is so strong, because it came from something really dark and really quite, really depressing. And I think that release draws us to that music.
But you turn it into something very happy.
Yeah, I think, this album's darker, but I think, it's all about getting out there, really, and trying to share with and communicate with other human beings, really, isn't it? So, yeah.
Yeah, indeed, the last album sounds a little darker, maybe a little slower in the sounds. Where did your new inspiration come from?
Well, with me and Tim Duke, when we sat down to think about this new album, we were like, do you know what? Pot of Gold for us was like a live album, really, sessions album. We did it in a couple of days. Not the writing, but the actual recording. And it was very much like a room like this with just the whole band in it. But with My Favourite Letters, it was more we sat down and we worked through all the different sounds we wanted to use. You know, there's foot stomps on this album. There's lots of different effects on sometimes on the voice. We've doubled it up. Lots more playing around really with the production side of this.
Remaining with the musical influences and collaboration, for me the label you sing on, True Thoughts, is truly fantastic. I love many other bands playing on your label, and every time I listen to them, it looks like a family. You switch so many songs between yourselves.
I remember when I first met True Thoughts, it was just two people in office, and Quantic had just started with them. And I suppose they put people together, and Nostalgia 77, a lot of us swap around and play. And also now I've also got a musical family in France. We've got Different on board as well. They actually funded the album to that point, and then we invited True Thoughts to join us again, because I left True Thoughts and then I've come back. And now we have two partners, which is great. We have Different in France and the rest of Europe, and then True Thoughts are doing America, Australia and Japan and England. So it's nice to have two small labels with us.
Indeed, yeah. Talking about France, on your website I saw you had more dates in France than in the UK.
It's crazy. In the UK, we're doing a few festivals now. It's weird. We've done a lot more stuff out here and had more exposure. I think because with Pot of Gold, we did a bit of telly and a bit more radio support, and it's really heightened the awareness. Whereas in the UK, we still haven't done Jules Holland. And we've had a lot of great support from Radio 6, BBC Music, 6 Music on this album. So things are changing a bit in the UK, but I think we've just had more support out here, and we've done a few shows in the US as well. So who knows? We'll get there.
Outside from your labels, every time I create a playlist, names like Nicole Willis and Lee Fields come up. Do they ring a bell?
Yeah, I've met Nicole. I met her in Portugal, actually. We did a gig with her years ago, and that was really cool. She's really lovely. And Lee Fields, I've got that album as well. And recently I met Charles Bradley, who's an amazing character. Amazing, so...
And is there a band you favour in particular? Your collaboration seems to be often with a TM Juke, Nostalgia 77, or Quantic. The last album from Quantic, you were singing with him in this new South American...
We did that collaboration together. We both just wanted to do some more music together, so we decided, we were like, should we do an album together? And we're like, yeah. I went and visited him, and it started off just coming to make music, and then it turned into an album, and we're planning another one to just collaborate again and do a joint project. So, but the people I'd like to work with as well is, I love Dame Akumu from The Invisible, Subtract, and Mount Kimby I'm really into at the moment, and Frank Ocean, I really want to work with him, and Odd Future, I think they're amazing.
Eventually, I know it might be difficult, but could you improvise us a little bit with your voice? A little piece of song, maybe?
Yeah, a demonstration.
Yeah.
I'll do a bit of a song in the bath.
All right.
Shall I hold it?
Yeah.
Get ready in the morning, hold peace in the afternoon, and rest tight as the night falls, and heaven will be with you. It's very tired. And you can hear it.
Wonderful. No, it's perfect. Thank you.
Very husky.
Well, I guess the interview then has to come to an end. You need still to work a lot. So thank you very much, Miss Russell. Let me remind all our listeners, you're playing tonight here at Nantes at the Stereolux.
Yeah, and with Cody Chestnut, who I really adore. And I've missed his shows in the UK because I was always away. So this for me is like Christmas tonight, because I get to watch his show and then we do a show. So I'm very excited about tonight.
All right, so all our listeners, a meeting not to miss. Thank you very much.
Cool, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, cool.